So it's
Hi, Ken.
recording. Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Ooh, I'm seeing some spikes.
Yeah, this is a new system, and I think we're gonna think it's okay.
Yeah, it seems like it. Maybe it's just tricking us though. It's like, oh,
It's
throw
like,
some
oh yeah,
fingers
it's
at those
perfect, it's
idiots.
perfect, it's perfect.
Yeah, they'll think it's okay.
So, welcome everybody to
Welcome
the newest episode of 2
to
Degrees of Perry Gilpin.
Degrees of Perry Gilpin.
Wait, I can't see you on the monitor. Can you move the so that I can see you more?
Okay, fine.
I mean, it's just like if you're gonna do the FaceTime, I should see your mouth.
Okay.
You get it.
I do.
How you doing, Ken?
I'm pretty good. I'm a little stressed, but I'm okay.
Just general stress, special stress.
It's COVID stress. It's just
Best
COVID
type of
stress.
stress.
It's just there.
Everyone's
It's
favorite
always
stress.
there. The looming stress. And I gotta say, not to start off with a total bummer note, but I'm really sad about Lynn Shelton's passing, a director I really
I
loved.
know.
Really, really sad. She was only 54. She was still putting out so much stuff. She did TV. She did Glow. She did The Good Place. She did Mad Men. I mean, amongst
Yeah.
a bunch of other things, and she had movies that I really liked. I actually
Yeah.
rewatched one yesterday as a tribute. It's about all I can do, so I felt good about it. But I watched Your Sister, which is always my favorite. It really is. I mean, there's a scene in that, and I remember I always every time I've watched that movie, I think this is the third time. I should say the second time I watched it, I was like, oh, I love this movie. And I started watching, and Duplass is in it, Mark Duplass, and he plays such a schlub in it. And he ends up being lovable, but in the beginning of the movie, you're like, oh boy, like,
I believe you showed me that movie. I think we
yeah.
saw that at 37. No need to get into exact
We're not there anymore. Let's throw
we're just gonna like
that baby out
reveal
there.
all of our secrets. Just like, you guys want to know the addresses that we once lived at?
Yeah, we'll tell you. I'll tell you like my past social security numbers. I'll give you that. I'll give you my mom's old maiden
Ken has
name,
like 15,
daughter
so he
maiden
doesn't
name,
need them.
my pet growing up. You can get all of it. No, it's so yeah, Mark Duplass and Emily Blunt's in it. There's just a part in Rosemary DeWitt, and basically Rosemary DeWitt and Emily Blunt play sisters who are pretty close. They're both kind of going through some things, and there's a scene in there that I have to admit crushed me this time, and was affecting before, but just in the context, the way she shoots it is she shoots it from one side because one sister sort of hiding something from the other, and the other sort of revealing something that changes sort of the whole situation. And then at some point, they turn to each other, and then they're talking face to face, and it's just two sisters in bed talking to one another, like hap has happened maybe 5 times total in like all of cinema. Probably
Yeah.
usually it's happening in a Kendra Gaylord, what's like what's like.
All of my goals,
No, I
all of
was gonna say
mine.
you're like what a period piece that you would get your full seal of approval,
Oh, yeah.
but this was modern day, so it's more meaningful to me. But anyway, the scene is just so beautiful. It's so great, and I recommend everyone just at least watch to that scene. I would watch the whole movie, why not? But
I think while you're there, watch the
yeah,
whole
it's a 90
movie.
minute movie too. I mean, I don't know, it's really great. I'm really sad that she's gone. I was really looking forward to her movies, in the future. So,
I know.
yeah.
It is sad.
And wow, I guess
I
I'll
was gonna
leave
be like, speaking of Perry Gilpin.
well, yeah. I mean, God.
It's a tough combo.
It is a tough combo, but speaking of Perry Gilpin.
Speaking of Perry Gilpin,
Yep.
4 degrees.
Of Perry Gilpin.
I love this service. I just made a little footnote.
Mm. I can't see it though. I don't like this. Your footnote's like, this guy's a real
cult. It's like, Ken sucks.
Ken sucks. Ken sucks two. Ken sucks three. Ken sucks. I have 20 instances of Ken sucking. On a lighter note, Kendra, I don't know how, I'm sorry to keep jabbering, but I'm not sure you're aware of this, and it's something that we've discussed in the past, but Instagram has finally caught up to me. I'm now
getting ads now?
Yeah, and I don't know how you people have put up with this. It is so annoying.
What are they selling you? Are they selling you those shorts, those men's shorts that have babies?
There's lots of women in bras, Kendra. There's lots of women in bras.
They don't know who you are right now.
They don't know who I am, or maybe they do.
That is like one of the most frustrating things about just about everything, but mostly about like Instagram ads are just always, it's like bras, socks.
Yeah, right. It seems like that.
It's stupid. It's like, has anyone ever bought like a shirt? Like what?
I mean, they've almost got me a couple of times because I'm just going through and I'm like, ooh, that looks like a cool shirt. You know?
It's a dangerous game. I'm jealous that you haven't had ads this whole time.
Well, I mean, I don't think I knew how good I had it. And now I do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's.
I kept telling you, Ken, you got it good. I didn't believe you either.
Yeah, you didn't. You gave me that look that you've given me before when it comes to anything sort of technological. You're like, okay, you're getting ads. You just don't realize it. You dunderhead. No, I got nothing. Now I know. Now I definitely know I wasn't getting ads. I mean, I knew it before, but nothing. Nothing in the regular sort of stream of posts. Ugh, nothing.
I love that. Maybe they've decided that you just seem like you just seem ready for it. They were like, you know, we've laid low on Ken because we felt like he couldn't handle it. And now we see that he's ready to get bombarded. What it is?
They've seen my spending lately and what I'm actually buying. And they're like, oh, we can get this guy.
Oh, can you hear that?
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah, this is fun.
A little bonus for you.
Mm.
I watched My Brilliant Career.
You did?
I did technically tell you that.
Right. I was like, hey,
anyone who's we texted though. Indeed. We like any text between you and I, but also between me and anyone, it was maximum two messages.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we did it. We're efficient.
It was like I said my opinion, you said really, and I said, yeah. Case closed.
Yeah, you were like you basically replied to me with boo.
If I write more than a sentence, the next message that you get can only be like a one brain concept. I just can't handle too much more.
I don't know how much we want to go into it, but
I think we gave the people a week to watch it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Didn't tell them.
I mean, in the movie, the, our heroine remains steadfast in deciding not to marry a seemingly perfect man for her. A young Sam Neill, pretty attractive, pretty gross when we first meet him, but that's kind of put aside pretty quickly.
Like most things, it's like, I feel like that is a classic case of just like, and there actually weren't. What you don't understand is in the past, there weren't ways for men to talk to women, to meet women that weren't abhorrently creepy.
Yeah.
And you're like, I think there's always been ways, but who am I to say?
So anyway, she decides, she actually doesn't know exactly what she wants to do, but she ends up thinking, falling on or sort of coming to the realization that she wants to write. And she knows, even though he's saying you can do whatever you want when you're married to me, she knows that it's probably not going to happen. Like they live in a world where if she marries him, he is of a certain standing, and there will be expectations of her to do certain things, and things and doors will close as much as they will open, because she'll have, you know, she'll be secure and all that stuff. But as far as like doing whatever she wants, she knows that won't happen. I do think the movie is brilliant in showing
career.
What?
I just said career.
Brilliant.
Yes, career. It is my brilliant career. Yes, it is.
And just showing the doors closing and the doors that aren't ever open. For the most part in the movie, the people in charge, so to speak, are the older women that really don't really have the power. Like, they're just trying, what they're trying to do is shuffle their daughters and granddaughters into making what they deem, they're really these are acts of love. They're saying, compromise yourself, get into a good position. It'll save you so much trouble later on in life.
Right.
You know, and Judy Davis, the lead, is like, no thanks. And I've definitely read people criticize this film being like, I just don't like her as a character. I happen to love her as a character, but I do know, I can understand people watching it being like, why is she so annoying?
Well, she's truly hateable while also being great. I mean, she's also supposed to be a kid. Like, she's supposed to be.
Yep.
And you get that pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
And not just a kid, because there's a lot of kids out there who aren't that annoying. But the thing that they have is they're quiet. and her character is not quiet. So, you know.
She, for the most part, I think she falls in line with she doesn't usually, she didn't like she wasn't always just causing trouble to cause trouble. Go ahead.
Do you want to know what John and I watched it together, and our takeaway was, we were like, you know, abuse is bad anyway. Like, there was just a couple, she definitely was hot-headed. And I think it's always interesting when you're like, yeah, you can be hot-headed. You still can't hit people. There were some moments with her doing that and him doing, I was just like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I thought her hit on him was totally fine.
What?
Yep.
You're out of your mind.
Listen, you're talking about things being abuse in our current day context.
What was the object? What was the object that she hit him with?
I don't remember. A whip?
It was a riding crop.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Good for her.
It was leather and he bled. That is not.
Wait, why did she hit him? I'm not remembering. I just remember liking it.
Okay, here's where the real story comes out. Ken's like, so there was a whip?
Well, I might be revealing too much, but.
I thought it was, she hit him on the face with it when they were he was I mean, he was being pushy too.
Yeah.
But she also hit him across the face with a riding crop next to his ear. It was just it looked like something that 1 centimeter either direction. It was he was blinded for life, or he lost his sense of hearing out of his left ear.
You guys are way too sensitive. That was great. Also, they ended up talking about their love for one another later on when he had his bruise across his face. I thought it was beautiful. I loved it.
Oh God. I mean, no, I want to be clear. I love this movie. I thought it was really great. Thank you for recommending it.
Finally.
I'm just saying, I'm not modeling my relationships after it.
Of course not. But you don't have to. All right.
That was actually, you didn't have to sign that thing at the beginning. It was get your riding crops ready.
How about that very sexy pillow fight?
That was a fun pillow fight. I love that because I thought it took advantage of the landscape.
I think enough.
So I was actually thinking about how one of the things that I love about movies, I love big budget movies, and I love I was thinking about Little Women. And you know, it was so beautiful to see that. But there's something so nice about this film, which is it's just an older movie and I think a different style.
Yeah.
But also you can just, there's an element of it doesn't, the shots, I'm sure they were planned out, but there's a lot more freedom and flexibility that you can almost just see. Whereas when I think about Little Women, just how every shot was decided upon.
Yeah.
The most recent one. Yeah. And this just had such a free natural flow. And when they were outside, that felt really nice.
I really think that a lot of the external shots were very, were pretty planned out.
And I'm not saying they're not planned out, but they felt more free. I'm just thinking of some of those rigid.
I'm not trying to disagree with you fully here, but I actually, I mean, I know what you're saying about Little Women, the latest one, but I do think that the two movies for me did such a good job of of like not doing too much, like not being showy, like not being like, here's a beautiful shot for its own sake, like really, mm-hmm. really like naturally, like putting, like framing everything in a way where you're just kind of in. I thought the movie wrote me in much like Little Women did, I guess. But I know what you mean.
Well, also I think the difference is cameras are just like hella good now.
Yeah. I mean, this was a first feature, for a, this woman, Gillian Armstrong, you know, based on a pretty popular novel in Australia, but like by a woman, and it was adapted by a woman, and it was directed by, I'm sure that their budget was like $5. And she made this movie that I think is beautiful. Like, I know what you mean. Yeah. It definitely looks older. I do think Criterion.
When did it come out?
Did a good 80. Transfer, like a good job transferring it. 79. Came out in
1979.
79. I actually watched her movie. There's a movie, you can only watch it on Tubi? What's that thing? You ever see it? It's like,
watch I've never movie. Heard of that, but that is.
No, when you go on, you can watch things like, you know, you can watch things on like IMDb channel now, whatever. This was on like Tubi. And I'm like, I will never watch that. And I'm like, it's the only place it's available. And
it
was
how'd you get Tubi?
You actually can just, you don't have to download anything. I just watch it. And all it has is like commercials, but they're actually not even bad. Like they're like 30 seconds and then you're back to the movie. And
this is Instagram brought you in and now you're Mr. Ads. You're
this,
like,
this might
yeah.
be where I got the ad. No, this might be where I got the ads. I guess I didn't sign up, but I clicked on Tubi and then Instagram. They're probably
they knew
behind Tubi. And I watched this movie by Gillian Armstrong
with
Judy Davis in it, and actually Judy Davis's future husband, called High Tide, where she plays this woman who is part of this like traveling. She's like a traveling backup singer. To this like Elvis impersonator, it kind of sucks. And they end up in this town by this, like the seaside town in Australia. And it turns out she's staying in the same trailer park as her daughter, a daughter that she abandoned years ago. And her daughter's being taken care of by her, the father's mother. What had happened is the father died right after the daughter was born. And like Judy Davis' character could not handle it. And she was like, I'm out. And the grandmother took care of her. So really, really like dark movie. But again, by the end of the movie, I mean, I'm really looking forward to actually watching Gillian Armstrong's Little Women, because she's the one that did the one in the 90s. And I had never watched that one. And now I'm feeling like it might be pretty good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it too. I've been thinking about doing that. When you find out where to watch it, let Tubi. Me know. I'd love to get into Tubi.
Check it out. Oh my God, Tubi.
Yeah, Ken's just running ads for Tubi now.
The things we're doing during COVID. You know what else I'm doing? Here's a little COVID snippet from my life.
What are you doing?
What I've been doing is I've been deeming there's a certain thing in my life now called this week's pants. And it's a pair of pants that I put aside that I put on strictly to walk my dog. And then I'll keep them on maybe for a little while, but then they come off. And
basically, oh, I think that's great.
They just last for the week because they're, you know, they're only going.
They're your dog walking pants.
Yeah.
That's the type of systems that I'm here for. I also have outdoor pants. Although now that the weather's nice, I'm kind of changing my system.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen, Kendra, during this summer.
I can't tell.
It's long, hot summer.
I'm nervous, I will say.
Oh, we got the people cheering on.
I know it's 7, yep. So we hear people cheering. Woo!
There's times in the morning on like say
they've been cheering for a while though. So for a moment I was like, wow, that delay's pretty bad.
No. Yeah, they've been cheering a while. Yeah, but anyway, have you watched anything? What have you been into?
I don't know how to think about this. I haven't watched really anything. But I did have a couple big wins this week that I wanted to tell you about.
Big wins?
Big wins. Okay. So, I don't like as you know, I do play, I partake in some video games. But this week was the week where I put out Someone Lived Here. So I was like, and I was stressed about this episode. I was like, oh my God, I got to like focus.
Great episode.
Thanks. Did you listen?
No, I haven't listened yet, but I know it's going to be great.
Thanks. Actually, it's one of my favorite episodes. But so I've only been wanting to play short games. You know what I mean? So Tetris 99, it's the Animal Crossing little thing. Guess what place I got, Ken? Keep in mind, this is a game where...
How many people?
100 people. Well, 99 people. And I've only ever gotten to 7th place. That's the lowest I've ever gotten.
Highest.
Whatever. I don't know. It's a low number.
Wait. I was actually going to guess like 7, but now you're telling me that. So I'm like, did you get first place? Second place. Whoa. Wait, how do you get second place and not just keep doing it until you get first?
Because I know how hard getting second place was.
Okay.
Like that, because it's so the concept of the game is we all know Tetris. It's a playoff, the game we all know and love. It comes free on the Switch. And pretty much it's Tetris, except for you're competing against. Actually, now that you mention it, am I competing against 99 other people or 98 other people? Like, is our total 100?
It's actually.
And then, like, I'm one of the 99, or is it 99 because mine is me?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I was just going to say from your comment earlier that you're a woman of a refined perspective, and now I'm not sure anymore. I think that goes out the window.
I'm a woman of refined math. I would like someone to refine some math for me. I don't understand
I think you're playing against yourself in other dimensions. That's what I think is happening.
I would not be surprised. If that was like the big reveal, I'd be like, it's a good one.
Yeah. Some guy in a dark room is like, yes.
Then I'd be pretty pissed because I really not scored well very well. Like, this version of me is not doing their best. I got second place. And it was like, I've never gotten that far. It's really exciting. And so you're like versus, like everyone's attacking each other and sending the lines that they trash to other people. And so then like, anyway, suddenly I was like, it was going so fast. Why am I talking about this?
It's a big part of your life right now.
It's a huge part of my life. Anyway, it was a really big deal. It was going extraordinarily fast. And suddenly I just like a bunch of bells started rolling up because this was in the Animal Crossing version. It was amazing. I've never been happier. And I had John take a photo because John's taken photos with a ton of screens. Like when he gets to like 8th place, someday we're going to have a book of like all of the Tetris 99, like screens that we have. But this time I actually asked to get my photo taken because second place is
great.
Yeah,
first loser, right?
I mean, I'll take it.
Good work.
Thank you. And then, mostly because I've been working on that episode, I only got to play. I've only been watching videos on YouTube. Just want to say, Desus and Mero, their Showtime stuff and the stuff they put on YouTube. I listen to their podcast, which I love and is insane. But like their YouTube shit is so good, especially since quarantine. I've just been like, I liked it beforehand, but now it's like they're in different rooms, but it feels like just good. And it's like, that's how TV should be. It's interesting when you see people who you're like, oh, they're like good at doing this. Yeah. Like,
I got to check that out. I haven't really watched them since quarantine. Maybe clips, but.
It's hard because it's like, do you want to see the thing that kind of makes you sad? Is something that like knowing that no one can be in the same room. Sometimes I'm like, I'm not sure I want to do this. But occasionally you're like, this is amazing.
That's great. I got to check that out, Kendra. They make me happy.
Those are my two. Those are my watches. Also, of course, some Sims YouTubers. Life's weird, Ken. What can I say?
In triumph. No, that's great. I mean, I'm kind of like rolling my eyes and playing that part. But you know what I've watched is all 4 Lethal Weapons. So like, who's really the big winner here? Yeah. I mean, me. They're great
technically
movies.
Technically still you, but you know.
You know what's funny about that? You know what's funny about Lethal Weapon? You know, aside from, you know, you're watching Mel Gibson, who, you know, revealed racist creep later on in years. And you're watching a movie that almost gleefully revels in its misogyny in a way that I find actually refreshing if you watch older movies, because it like, it's so It's so obvious about it that it almost is like mocking it. So you're like, it's easy to kind of go along with it in a way. But like, there's like in every movie, Murtaugh, Danny Glover's and Riggs will just make fun of Murtaugh's wife's cooking while she's like cooking for them.
Oh you're my like, God. What
is going on right now? But one of my favorite things, and Tim kind of pointed this out, and once he did, I could not stop watching. Next time any of you watch a Lethal Weapon movie, just realize that Mel Gibson does not even try to hide his Australian accent. And I hadn't realized that before because it's like sort of close to American, but there's just times where it drops and he's like, you're like, what? He did not care. Why did, like, it's so weird because you're like, oh, he's like really well known for these parts. I mean, he's obviously known for other, some other things too, like a few, but, and you know, some bad things. But like, as far as acting, people are like, oh,
is he was, what we think of him when, is that when you think Mel Gibson, that's the first thing you think?
Right now, as far as movies, right? Like,
first you're like, right now, because I just watched them. Yeah. Yes.
First thing is anti-Semite, crazy dad, and, you know, saying racist stuff to your, like, much younger girlfriend or wife or whatever. But then after those three things, it's probably Braveheart and then Lethal Weapon.
I think Passion of the Christ.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. Not for me, though. Like, that, I wouldn't.
I never saw it, but yeah. I just, like, when I think of him, because I think that's when things started coming out about him and, like, maybe that was later, but it just made it so that that was, like, when I think of him in that trailer. That, then Braveheart. Then I wouldn't even think of Lethal Weapon.
Well, you know, you said in the trailer, but he wasn't in Passion of the Christ. He directed it.
Oh,
Jim Caviezel played Jesus.
I guess it's just he seemed like a guy who would want to play Jesus.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he had two movies like weirdly growing up that I watched a lot. One of them was called Forever Young, which is a real that kind of stuff really makes me sad. I was actually watching the Captain Americas, and it's the same thing where you like, you have to be frozen in something for years, and then you come out, and the woman that you loved has grown old, and now you're young. And
just like, watched Captain America for the episode.
Did you?
But yeah, it was great. I hadn't seen it in a while.
The First Avenger, or
the First Avenger. Yeah, that's the one I watched.
It's a fun one.
2011. I now know a lot of facts about it.
But that stuff makes me sad. We're like when they're like, let's grab a dance sometime, and then it's like, no, you'll never see each other again.
Screw that. And plus, I will say, rewatching that, I was like, that relationship didn't go far enough.
I thought they
for
did
them
a good
to
job.
Meet up for a dance.
I thought they did a good job with that. I disagree. Because they couldn't do too much. Because he like. It had to be like nothing really happened, but I thought it was enough where they both really knew. Like they kind of looked at each other and they're like, we're not going to hate this.
Right. But also, I just mean like the locket that he had with her picture in it. That and was it was like,
when they showed that, I always wanted her to be like, oh.
Yeah. Instead, she's like, no, but she is kind of like, And I'm like, where did you get that? Like, it's so hard.
I wish he had taken out like a lock of her hair.
It's like he opens the thing and there's like 10 different items of hers. Like he's just like using the compass. And at the top, it's like a lock of her hair, maybe like some nail clippings. You're like, where are these things coming from? It seems weird.
Like putting together a little doll and he's like stroking the hair. You're like, oh, I love Captain America.
Cool. What a cool guy. Yeah, there's – well, because it was really interesting for the episode. It's about Jack Kirby, and he and Joe Simon wrote Captain America, like, really early, before World War II had – the United States had entered World War II. But what's really interesting is I was watching it, and literally their names don't come up until, like, it's between, like, stunt editor and, like, whatever. It's like – writer of the comic book, or like creator of the comic book, Joe Simon, and is that crazy?
In the opening credits, or the
no,
end?
Not in the opening credits. Like at the very end,
they gotta be in the opening. They're always in the opening.
They're literally not.
Kendra, they gotta be in the opening. Did you rewind and look again?
Yes.
No,
Ken.
You didn't. There was a hesitation there.
Uh-oh. Ken, what if you just blew up my whole episode?
This is you like, I got to take these mother effers down, Marvel.
No. I really, but it's, well, also there were no credits in the beginning beyond the like basic, like whatever, Marvel, blah, blah, blah. No, like of the words ones. I mean, you're going to make me double check.
No.
There's not credits. Like, you know how there's like credits sometimes at the front, but like in this, it was just like the screens where it's like Marvel. I don't know, like the name of the production companies.
You know what I just noticed, Kendra? Your spikes in the thing are like way bigger than mine. Is this going to be a thing where like...
Wait, yours is bigger than mine and mine.
Oh, that makes sense then.
I'm not sure it totally makes sense, but yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, but it'll be fine.
Well, plus once I download them, I'll have both. And so then I can just mix them up. So I can like, they'll be separate.
DJ Kendra over here. Wham, wham, wham. What?
That's a DJ noise. That's Kendra, a have you started watching
Frasier yet?
No.
I haven't either, but I have made it to season two of Cheers. God, what a great show.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Frasier Crane has not arrived yet with Lilith. I'm waiting for that to happen, and then that'll kickstart my Frasier watch.
That's kicking off the Frasier. Okay, yeah. I think I'm going to be in the same. Honestly, tell me when you start Ep 1. I'm going to start Ep 1.
Will do.
Okay, so our connection to Perry Gilpin.
Yes. Lay it on me, blood.
I think it's going to be, there's options. Okay, Ken.
We found it.
You want to take away our, not take away, take it away.
I'm going to take it away. All right. Bye. We found our connection. Stanley Tucci. Tooch. I love Stanley Tucci.
Julie and Julia, what a moment Stanley Ignite. Tucci is having right now.
Oh, well, have you seen his cocktail class or something?
Yeah. Didn't he make like a Negroni?
Yeah. Something like that. That was funny. He's also wearing a very tight shirt, and I was like, "We get it. All right, you're in shape. You're a slightly older man. You're in shape. We all understand." He was in an episode of Frasier. He called in as a guy named Maury.
Yeah, he was like one of the celeb calls.
Yeah, a celeb call on an episode from season 11 called Frasier Light. Bam, boom, it's Tooch.
Perfect. It's perfect.
Kendra, I'm going to allow you to bring up something that's very near and dear to your heart as you count down the days. Was it two more days?
Oh, okay, yeah. So our big
your love returns.
The 100 is back. I mean, I just feel like we had one person reach out, friend of the show,
fan of the show. Let's not go overboard.
No, friend of the show, and I would say I was going to put her as a top fan of the show, but then I realized, you know, I just don't want to screw up our rankings. And
she's great. She's definitely top five.
Definitely top five. Yep. Absolutely.
Yep.
She's but fine. Anyway, very excited because someone said, thanks for reminding me. And that's why I'm going to make this just a nice little second reminder. It's coming out on Wednesday. I can't see till Thursday. The CW app isn't as good as the Freeform app. So I'm gonna have to just wait until the next day unless they've made some big adjustments. But I'm really excited. I can't wait to see The 100, my favorite show on earth.
Yay.
a out of earth.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
I lost it. That's great. And you know what I'm excited about is continuing to watch The Magicians, my new favorite show.
Where are you at on it?
I'm like one more episode. I have one up left in season one. But can I say this show is on Sci-Fi, so I thought it was going to be like almost a network TV thing. There's F-bombs. There's there's no nudity, but there's sex scenes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Everyone on the show is just hot, just like a bunch of hot people. You know, having sex.
Hot magicians.
Yeah. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah, no, it's sci-fi is one of the like exceptions to the rule. I don't know how they do it, but I think it's like a late night thing and they're fun.
I also think because I watched the show Briar Patch on, and that was like a TNT or USA thing. And I do think that on the streaming they'll have they'll swear, but I don't know if like if it airs somewhere else or like on some sort of thing they might block it.
I just feel like they might have it come out at like 10 p.m.
Oh, really? Okay. That's cool. Well, I mean, honestly.
I have no idea, but I just can't imagine that you're like beeping. Who beeps?
People beep.
I know. I just have never beeped myself.
Sometimes when I walk by Timmy Hatz's room, I beep. I go beep, beep as I go by just to say hi.
It's good. I think that's actually the perfect thing to do.
Thank you. I thought so too. All right.
Okay. Well, thanks everybody for listening. Thanks so much. We're going to be bringing new episodes every week. Yeah. They're going to be more consistent. If you're new to the show, sorry.
Well, if you're new to the show, welcome. And you're welcome for this high quality content.
Yeah, it's perfect, honestly. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Ta-ta.